America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Will Venable was the right fit for us. You know, he's someone that grew up in the game. Days were finished as a player. He jumped right into the front office, worked his way up the coaching ranks. Someone that's so well coveted around the league to lead our organization is nothing short of outstanding and exciting for me and others in the organization. Welcome Will Venable to the Chicago White Sox as the next manager.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. It is a delight to welcome in the new White Sox manager, Will Venable, joins us now. As all guests are brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Will, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Let us be about the 500th people to welcome you to Chicago.
Welcome, though.
Yeah, we mean it sincerely, unlike the rest.
No, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Very excited.
So tell us, you're down in San Antonio. You're at the meetings, and a little birdie said that there are not a lot of managers down there. Why did you want to go?
Yeah, Getz invited me. He thought it was a good idea for me to get connected with the group. You know, we have a lot of things to talk about regarding staffing stuff and you know, some onboarding stuff that just makes it a lot easier to be in the same room. And those guys are going to be busy doing some stuff, and I have some stuff to do. But just a really good opportunity for us to connect and get the ball rolling on some stuff.
Well, I know you've talked about this probably in the past week or so, but remind us, this is not your first go-around in Chicago in uniform. So you were done with your playing days. You were at the Padres when Jed Hoyer was the general manager there, and then Theo Epstein brought you to the Cubs. What was that thought process with the end of your playing career, and how close do you remain with Jed and Theo?
Yeah, you know, for me, it was kind of an opportunity to understand what I might want to do, and I had kind of reached out to some different teams and asked if there was a role that they saw for me that was appropriate to kind of explore the organization and kind of work with me to help figure out what it is that I wanted to do. And Jed, as someone that I played with or played for, I should say, was all about it and was excited to bring me on. And I had the opportunity to be a part of that organization, and they just really kind of pulled back the curtain for me. And I was able to sit in draft meetings and trade deadline meetings and visit some affiliates. And so that was just really kind of my first shot to have an understanding of what I wanted to do. And, you know, Jed and Theo were amazing with me and kind of helping me frame some things up and then offered me the first base coaching job. So those guys are great. You know, still communicate with them, especially Jed, who has just, you know, been in my corner as a player and then as a coach and just been amazing. So appreciate those guys very much.
Yeah, I'm so happy for you because, you know, you had so many opportunities, and it appeared as if, you know, you turned down a couple chances. What appealed to you about this job? I mean, I'm a lifelong Sox fan, and I wondered aloud quite often how they're going to get anyone to even take this job because things got so bad last year. What was it that really, really made this different than some of these other jobs where you were coveted by various teams?
Yeah, I think three things that jumped out, even to take the interview. Number one, my family and I absolutely love Chicago. Spending time there with the Cubs was amazing. Summers in Chicago are as good as they get. So that was a huge component of it. Having an understanding of Getsy a little bit, knowing him a little bit from before, and his reputation certainly made it appealing also. And then the players. And I know that it was a rough year last year, but to be on the other side, especially late in the year when, there were some tough games that they played and they continued to go out there and fight and compete. All three of those components just kind of like really made it an appealing opportunity for me to just take the interview. And then you get down in there and you talk a little bit more. You understand Getsy's vision. You understand a little bit more on the player side. And it was just kind of a no-brainer to me that this was a really good opportunity.
Your father Max was a player. You were a player. Now you're a manager. Over the years, the role... And your brother played for the Bears. We'll get to that in a moment. But over the years, as the impact of managers has evolved and maybe the job description has changed, what is your general philosophy about how much difference a manager can make in the course of the 162-game season?
Yeah, it's a good question. We know that it's always about the players, but for me and as I've watched other managers be successful and then sometimes not so successful, it's about the environment that we create for the guys, and really helping them be at their best and how we set up our days of training, how we give them feedback, just how we communicate with them is just extremely important. And so it will always be about the players, but I just view managing as the vehicle to help these guys be at their best.
So there's a lot of things I love about your background, and David mentioned some of them. The idea that you were a hoop player and you wanted to go to the Ivy League, you wanted to go to Princeton because of the basketball tradition, not because it's the Ivy League school. Like, you really wanted to play in the Pete Carril kind of program, the history of it and all the rest of it. And Princeton, one of the great kind of hidden basketball gems over the years.
Yeah, it was really important for me. I was definitely a basketball first guy and was looking at colleges for basketball. And then Princeton obviously stuck out with their tradition and their history of going to the NCAA tournament, which was really at that point in my life, my number one athletic goal. And then my mom got in my ear and reminded me how good of an opportunity it was to get that education. So, it was awesome. I'm so glad that I went. But, it was a good thing that I went to Princeton, and I'm appreciative of the opportunity.
We mentioned that your brother Winston was a Bear for a season back during the Lovie Smith era. Does that mean you come to town already a Bears fan? Or what do you remember about that experience and his experience in Chicago?
Yeah, super proud of my brother. He ended up making that team as an undrafted free agent, and just super proud of him. And yeah, that was definitely, the one time that I've been affiliated with an NFL team, and so we'll always be rooting for the Bears. But that was just really cool for our family to be able to watch him. And, truthfully, I didn't come to any games in Chicago. We ended up going to more games on the road. But looking forward to getting in there and seeing some games at some point here, and I just know that, for us, it was a very, very special thing for my brother to be part of the Bears organization.
I love that you mentioned your mom, because if I've read this correctly, you were the basketball player, you wanted to be the basketball star, and you were very good, but she was not only reminding you get a good education, she was telling you, hey, play baseball too, and you, she was encouraging your baseball career. And what an extraordinary story that you end up playing baseball as well at Princeton and obviously end up with a pretty established baseball career.
Yeah, mamas know best, and I'm glad that I listened to my mom. She had seen what opportunities that the game had provided my dad throughout his life, and my dad had my dad was very supportive, but was, more hands off. He wasn't that dad that was, coaching me up and always in my ear about baseball. And so he was supportive of whatever I wanted to do. But my mom said, hey, your dad says you're a good player. Don't shut the door on this and give it a shot. And I'm certainly glad that I did.
Talking with new White Sox manager Will Venable here on the Mully and Haw Show. And Will, curious about what your plan is in terms of putting a staff together. And it came to mind reading a nice story in the Sun-Times this morning by Steve Greenberg. David Ross has been happy for you. He expressed his pride because you worked with him. Staff decisions are big ones. How close are you to naming your staff? And I have to ask, would David Ross be a candidate to be your bench coach?
Oh.
Yeah, great question. I mean, I think I'd be lucky to have Rossi on staff. As far as specific names, you know, we're still working through this. It's, you know, it's a long process, and certainly it's about, you know, the people that we have in-house and that we're, you know, we want to maximize and retain and figure out how they fit in this too. And then looking externally about some of those names. And you mentioned Rossi. I think there's a lot of good candidates that, you know, can help our staff and help our group. So, we're just getting down the road on this and have a lot of work to do. And, you know, I know this is something that everyone's doing across the league, and it's very competitive. But no, we're working hard to put it all together.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There.
Will, I'm wondering, what does success look like for you next year? In other words, you know, you could be 20 games better than they were and still lose 100 games. Do you have any numbers in your head? Do you have any kind of stylistic ideas of how you get to people that went through the ordeal that a lot of these guys had to go through a year ago? What does success look like?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, wins and losses matter. And that's something that as we round out our roster and have a good idea of where we're at, you know, we will have goals and expectations. But I think also it's more subjective in kind of evaluating, have we created an environment that gives players an opportunity to be at their best? Have we continued to develop our systems and our processes for the long term? And then ultimately, like, are we making players better? I think that's a great measure of success. And I know that there's a lot of players that had a great second half last year, and we want to continue to build on that. And so that'll be a measure of success as well.
Just candidly, Will, there's a lot of negativity surrounding the White Sox organization right now because of the season they just endured and because of just the overall skepticism for the last couple of years that has been earned in many ways. How do you deal with that reality? And in terms of just, it sounds like you're a very positive guy. Everyone who has worked with you says very similar types of things. Do you just block out the noise by ignoring the past? Or how do you balance a respect for what's happened here without letting it maybe dictate the way that you handle the future?
Yeah, that's another really good question. I mean, I think that the reality is that last year was a tough season, and I understand the perception. I think that it's going to be about moving forward and continuing to build on the foundation that there is, and I hope to be a part of that. And I know that our players are certainly motivated, and our front office and ownership is motivated to change that narrative and to put out a team that goes out there and competes every night. And so that's what the focus is going to be. Certainly, like I said, the reality is that it was a tough year, but this is for me coming in about moving forward and continuing to build.
Yeah, I think we're real excited for you, Will. I think it's good that the White Sox have gone outside the organization. They've gotten someone with your resume. You know, the people you work for, my God, it's a who's who's list. Can you tell us about who's influencing you the most, or who has influenced you the most? Do you take a little bit of all these people and mix it in a blender, or did you learn specifically something that really impacted you from one guy?
Yeah, I think if there's something that I can really be proud of, is that I've really soaked up everything around me from all these great people. And, you know, it's not just the Joe Maddens and David Ross and Alex Cora, but it's teammates and players that I've seen that are just incredible people and really high performers and great at what they do. Really, for me, you know, the last couple of years in Texas has just taken my development to another level, where, you know, you see the leadership of Chris Young and how he's gone about, you know, establishing values and expectations at a really high level for an organization. And then Bruce Bochy, with everything that he does and his communication with players and creating an environment, and then him bringing me in to meetings and having direct conversations with me and really, you know, coaching me up on being a manager, was essentially, without saying it directly. I think he knew that, you know, I wanted to develop and that managing was something that I wanted to do. And he exposed me to everything. And it really kind of just helped finish my development to the point that I'm really excited and feel prepared for this opportunity.
The only thing left I want to know is, can you still hit a jumper? How closely do you follow Princeton, and how proud are you of Blake Peters, the Evanston kid, who is a senior on that team this year?
Nice.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited about Princeton. You know, I don't get to watch as much basketball as I'd like to, but I'm in touch with Mitch Henderson, the basketball coach, and Coach Bradley, so always supporting Princeton basketball. And to be honest, never had a jumper ever in my life. I was more of taken to the rack guy and play some good defense. So the jumper was never there. And certainly at this point in my career, it's not coming back.
I, you know what? With due respect to Brooks Boyer, I still think you probably have the best jumper in the Sox organization.
That's cruel.
Right on.
Hey, Will, thanks a ton, man. We appreciate it. We wish you the best of luck, and we're looking forward to seeing you in the dugout in Chicago.
Thanks, Will. Good luck.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Go Sox. That is Will Venable, the new White Sox manager.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback, on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.